we read about in Sefer Bamidbar about the different machanos. We had Machane Shechina, the equivalent went to the Temple Mount, the Azara, the Heichal. Then you had Machane Leviya, where the Leviyim lived, in the 500 by 500 Amas, by the Temple. Then you had Machane Yisrael. That's where all the Shvatim lived. The Bizman Hazeh, that includes the Old City. But outside the Old City, that's no longer Machane Yisrael. So those are the three camps. So this halacha is that we know that when someone becomes Tameh, they can't stay in certain areas. So there are different types of Tuma. Mitzora, we know someone who basically speaks Lashon Hara, but not limited to that. They get thrown out chut l'shalosh machanos. They can't stay in the Machane Shechina, Leviya, even they can't even stay in the Old City. It's not that they actually have to be alone. They can be with family, but it's more like they're thrown out of the shalosh machanos. Then you have a second, like a Nida, a Balkeri. So there could be, they can't stay in Machane Shechina or Leviya, but they can live with the regular people. Machane Yisrael. And then there's a third type of Tuma, Tame, someone who's Tame Meis. He could live not only in Machane Yisrael, but he could live in Machane Leviya as well. However, Machane Shechina, no go. So what's the significance of that a Mitzora can live is chutz l'shalosh machanos, a Balkeri, a Nida, those type of tumas, they can live in Machane Yisrael, but not Machane Shechina and Leviya, and a Tami Meis could live in Machane Yisrael and Leviya, but not in Machane Shechina. So there's a beautiful piece from Rav Tzadik HaKohen. He wants to lead us to Pirkei Avos. It says in Pirkei Avos, HaShlosha Dvarim HaOlam Omeid. Three things keeps the world going or the world stands. Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasodim. Torah, learning Torah, keeping the Torah, Avoda, davening, doing the Karbanos, and doing acts of Chesed. And then in Pirkei Avos, we have a kind of like an opposite. We know that if Torah and Avoda and Gemilah keep the world going, what destroys the world? Akina, Vataiva, Vahakovo, jealousy, desire, and honor, that takes us, Mavir takes us out of this world. So what's the pshat? He wants to connect the three, Kina, Taiva, and Kavod, to Mitzora, Balkeri, Nida, and Tumas Meis. So he starts off first of all by saying, why do you become a Mitzora? Primarily because of Lashon Hara. And why do you speak Lashon Hara? Because of jealousy. So jealousy is a terrible Mida. Albeit we do have Kinas Chochem Marbechot, Kinas Sofer Marba Chachma, that we do have, we know there is a concept, it's not learning Hushma, but learning, well, I want to be a big Talmud Chacham like this person. At least that's okay, because you're trying to build yourself up. As opposed to generally covered, I mean, jealousy is you're trying to tear the other person down. So basically, in Judaism, there's very little to no room for a kina. You have to be chutz l'shalosh machanos. And the Zav, Balkeri, Nida, that has to do with Taiva. So a Taiva, we let you into Machane Yisrael. There is some place for Taiva. You know, Taiva to extreme might not be good, but we need the Taiva. Because when they took away the Taiva, no one wanted to have kids. So Taiva, you need Taiva to eat. You got to sleep. You got to have children. And in fact, being Mekadesh the Chol, you can even turn the physical into spiritual. That's why some like to say, if you're like people have Alcohol Anonymous or drugs, even though they might be worse, but at least you could go cold. You don't need them. you could go cold turkey. Masha'inken, if you're addicted to food, that's a problem. Addicted to food, you need moderation. And therefore, like, you have to eat, so therefore you can't stay away from it. So whatever. So that's how I point out. So taiva belongs in Machane Yisrael, in regular life. You know, not to minimize taiva, obviously the different levels of taiva. The more you grow in Kedusha, not that you're attacking taiva, but nevertheless, let's just say the norm is you want to live in life, in the Machane Yisrael, the normal life. That's why Zav, Malkari could live with the rest of the Jewish people. And Rav Tzadok says, what's Tamei Meis? Tamei Meis can't live in Machane Shechina, but they can live in Machane Leviya. So how does Tamei Meis represent Kavod? So Rav Tzadok HaKohen explains that where did death come about? When they succumbed to the Nachash tricked them and said, you know why God doesn't want you to eat it? Because if you eat this, you become like God. So what do you mean? Everyone wants to be like God, or I would say everyone wants to be like a taiva, to be in control. So therefore, death came about in the world because of kavod and ego. So if death comes about, so tamei meis, which is involves death, so kavod is the equivalent, and kavod is needed. On one hand, kavod is terrible. On the other hand, we know, yeah, if you feel you're worthless, then you're not going to do anything in life. Even a Levi, even someone in Machane Leviya, has to feel he has inner greatness. And that's why the famous Chassidus Shabbat, that when you should have two statements in your different pockets. One is Anochi Afar Ve'Efram, this nothing, I'm dirt and ashes. And the other one, Bishvili Nivra'olam, because of me the world was just created. So if you're feeling down, so you need to get picked up, you need some kavod, you turn on that one. But if you're feeling too much gaiva, so then you do Anochi Afar Ve'Efram. As the famous fashion of Meir Rosh Meir Mashkiach, Rav Yerucham, he says, a person doesn't recognize the faults they have. We all have faults. See, that's just being foolish. But if you don't recognize your greatness, that's tragic. You don't recognize how good, how great you could be. And that's the yisod here. That on one hand, we have the Shalosh Machanos. On one hand, Mitzora, Chutz Shalosh Machanos, because there's no room for jealousy in regular Jewish life. So the Mitzora has to regroup outside. Because why? Because he's full of kinna. If you're full of jealousy, you're out. The Zav and Zava, the taiva related. So there is some place for taiva, yet we have to eat, sleep, have kids. So there's plenty of room for taiva, so that's why they can live in Machane Yisrael, like a normal person. And kavod, even though kavod also, well, tamei meis equal kavod, and even though kavod is too much weightiness, is a terrible thing, but everyone needs kavod, because without kavod, not kavod itself, but you have to realize your inner greatness. And therefore, if you get too down, you'll get depressed and you're not going to accomplish. So you have to recognize, so therefore, tamei meis that equals kavod, that's the Tzadok shot that the three people, the Mitzora, the Zav, and the Tamei Meis, they're equal to Akina, Vataiva, Vakava, Kina being the worst, Chutz L'Sholach Machanos, that's the Mitzora, the Zava is Taiva, they could live in Machane Yisrael, and Tamei Meis, you can even live in Machane Leviya, because everyone needs to feel their inner greatness.